Oh, I think I hadn't started the broadcast. Sorry, guys. I've had you locked out. I didn't press the broadcast key. I had Matthew had managed to sneak in somehow. And so I thought he was all that was here, but there's Robert, Joseph, Elizabeth. So what we're doing is we're doing a little exercise with Matthew about who he wants to target and what niche he wants to target, and I'm going to take him through an exercise. So you guys feel free to type in any questions or comments that you want answered, but otherwise you can just sit and watch as we do a bit of a marketing sort of rollover for Matthew. All right, so he said ideal project new homes. Can you see my screen, Robert? I've got a document here saying there are riches and niches. Can you see that? Okay, so you got modern, traditional, transformable house, tiny house,
What is
luxury
a
house, you've got
transformable
modern.
house?
What's that?
What is a transformable house?
I don't know. It's probably a house that where the, I don't know. You're a designer.
Right? I'm supposed to know this stuff, huh? Yeah. So
That's right.
if we pick so luxury home design, so that would be something.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I did one earlier today. I did luxury home, but high tech. Are you into tech?
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
In fact, I'll get all you guys to do it, okay? So Elizabeth, like a caravan. What do you mean like a caravan? Right. So I've done a little exercise. I've created a worksheet. Can you see this? Okay, so my ideal client is, and then you'll insert it in here, right? Now we define our category as you'll define your category in here based on and now this is an exercise where you actually try and define your category that you specialize in a way that no one else can say they specialize in that. Okay, I'll give you an example in a minute. My superpower is, now I want you guys all to do this. My superpower is, what's the one thing that you can do that other professionals admit is special? They go, yeah, Matthew, if I said you were great at something, it would be this. So that's your superpower. My secret weapon, this is maybe a tool or an asset that others don't have. Maybe it's 3D, 3D goggles and VR or something like that. My secret sauce, do you have a method or formula for getting results that others do not have? All right, so if you don't have a method, well, you should at least have the LCC. And then what's the most impressive result you can get those modern home clients? What's the most impressive result you can get for them? And what do you want to be famous for? Okay, so to give you an example, I did, okay, my ideal client is $1 million budget who want modern home design and high tech homes. Okay, so I define my category of designer. I'm sort of number one in the high tech luxury super homes. I've called it high tech luxury super homes. My superpower is designing super homes where everything can be operated and monitored by a smart through you know through a smartphone from anywhere in the world. All right. My secret weapon is, what's the tool or asset, is my knowledge and of technology and my I'm going to say black book, because it sounds more like a tool. That's cool. My black book of integrated tech, of tech, high tech suppliers. That's cool, right? I've got a black book. My secret sauce, which is my method or my recipe, is my high tech mapping protocol method. I don't know what that is, but it sounds good, right? Okay, the most impressive things we can get for clients is the 100% activation and monitoring of every tech device from a smartphone. What do I want to be famous for? Designing super high-tech or high-tech super homes. Okay, so so what I'll get you guys to do is you can do this top part here. Can you see it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you, you guys all cool with that? I'll give you all 10 minutes to go and fill this out, the top part out, and we'll discuss it once you've filled it out. Okay, sound cool? Elizabeta, it's only three of us here. Robert, in fact, what I'm going to do is unmute you all. Unmute Elizabeta. Unmute Robert. You there, Elizabeta?
Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning. Good, good.
Good morning. Good. Good to hear you. And Robert, I've unmuted you, but it looks like you've muted yourself or something. But anyway, if you want to come in, you can. So do you understand the exercise, Elizabeta?
Yep. To fill in what how we position ourselves.
That's it. So they gather your assets, but this one, this top stuff here. And I'll try and make this really big.
Ideal client, someone who pays.
Well, you want to be a bit more discerning.
Yeah, I know.
I get you. All right, so I'm going to give you guys all, don't worry about the other stuff.
Yeah, I don't
10 minutes to have to think about that one, the gather your assets one. And call find your power. So you good with that, Matthew?
Is it cold in New Zealand?
Oh, it's not too bad, actually. It's pretty mild at the moment.
Yeah, we've got 7 degrees here.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, for us it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that is cold. No, it's probably about, at the moment, it's probably 14 or.
Wow. Yeah, 6 here.
Oh, wow. Gee, it's frosty, especially for Sydney.
Yeah.
How are you guys going with this?
I'm on a roll.
Oh, good. Good.
Getting the juices running.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Is Joseph with you?
Yeah, he's here. He's double tasking. Multitasking, is that the right word? Multitasking.
Yeah, Gordon Richard, I've got something I've got to get out.
That's all right, you get it out. Elizabeth is on a roll and...
Yeah. Oh, do you want to turn the thing off? It's trying to keep warm here.
Oh, right, yeah. All right, let's see what you guys have got. If Robert, if you're still there, Robert, can you just type into the questions window just so I know that you're still with us? All right, so Matthew, what have you got for niche? What's your ideal client?
This just popped into my head like not that long ago, as I started writing my second page here. But so lake homes is my niche.
Okay.
So then my superpower would be my ability to, or my insight into outcomes of the options, or I would be an insight, our ability to provide insight into the options you would choose, or we would be a, I'm still trying to figure it out. So maybe insight to guide you through the process as a superpower. My secret weapon is the 3D software that I use that you can visualize all aspects of your home. My recipe would be to involve everyone. My ability to involve everyone.
Hang on, slowly, 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 slowly. 3D, okay. Okay, right. Secret source, yep.
So the results would be a better home designed around your lifestyle. And I'm not sure what I'm famous for. I'm trying to figure that out yet.
Okay. What was the, okay. Yep. So someone's good. What was your secret source?
That was my ability to involve everyone in the decision-making process, or involvement of all the stakeholders in almost every decision. Or
okay, then what we need to do is turn that into a set formula. Okay, so we need to give it a name that it's something you've developed. Okay, so it's you know, it's like a recipe, grandma's secret. Sort of bolognese sauce recipe has been in the family for five generations, and it's, you know, but it's been defined. It's step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and grandma owns it. You know, it's granny's secret bolognese sauce recipe. So what you need is a set routine. So if we called it, for example, the stakeholder method, right?
Okay.
Now it's got a name at least. And you might say it's a five-step system, you know, the five-step process that only we have, right? Now it sounds like a thing that I get from you, and you can talk about all the benefits. Rather than just doing it and saying it's great, if we call it, and I don't, you can change the name, you call it the stakeholder method, then you've got something. All right. So, okay, cool. And then the other one was the most impressive result you get for clients is better home designed around lifestyle. That is kind of what everybody would say. Lake homes. What type of lakefront homes?
Matthew? So let's just say second home or luxury. I guess a second home is a luxury home, luxury lake home.
Not necessarily, because some of them can be quite modest. Luxury lake front home.
Here we go.
And if you had one other thing, because that's still kind of broad for that area, because a lot of people would say, oh yeah, I do luxury lake front homes. Well, I mean, if you could add something like, what's that?
There's not many lakes around here.
Oh, okay.
If I was in Minnesota, everybody would say that.
Okay. But what I'm saying is if you could add something like high tech, you know, I'm not saying high tech, but if you have one other thing, then it just defines you just a little bit narrower. But you don't have to, but let's just have a think about that. My superpower is insight into the process. What do you mean by that?
So my ability to talk through issues with the different options that people would look for.
Okay. So we need to explain that in a more appealing way that sounds like a superpower. You know, you could say something like X-ray vision.
Okay.
Or you know, an ability to, you know, almost like ability to hear things that other designers don't hear. What do people say about you when they say, oh, you're so good at this aspect? Follow up. Okay.
I know they come to me because I'm pretty fast. So,
oh, okay. Fast. Speed. Okay. That might be a benefit. People come to you because you're fast at what?
At turnaround? I mean, fast at. So if they would go to somebody else, it might take them 3 months to get done, where I'm going to take, you know, 4 or 5 weeks to get through the process.
All right. Okay. Wow. Okay. And why is that? Why can you get it done in 4 to 5 weeks when others take 3 months? What do you do? What do you know?
I got less going on. You can tell by my background. I'm not a big time architect.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. So you got focus. Okay. Well, speed could be a good one. You know, that could be a superpower. Okay. You got 3D virtual reality goggles. You've got the stakeholder method, which is your own proprietary method for drawing the needs and the needs of all the different stakeholders and making sure that everything that everybody gets what they want, you know. Or at least it gets negotiated, you know. The most impressive result we can get for clients is. See, better home designed around lifestyle is very general, very broad. What's the most impressive result you've got for a client?
But a home that they're happy to live in, a home that they really like. I don't know.
I've got something.
Has anyone ever sold one of your homes for a lot of money, or
what about turning a development from something didn't work and works, and we'd put it in the board within 50 or 2 funds.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Are you talking to all of us, Joseph, or is this just a...
It's just reminding me of something about the most impressive results that you can give your clients.
Yeah, right. It doesn't mean to be the result you get everybody, but it's just a thing. But, yeah. You've done it once, you can possibly do it again, and you could possibly use it as a thing that you do. Better home design, okay, but what I don't like about just better home design around lifestyles is not specific enough. Is there anyone got something, you know, really tangible that you could point to and say they got this, Matthew?
Well, this is what Joseph was talking about, Richard. Getting something approved, designed and approved, other architects struggle to get an approval from council, because it's a process. And you might be a good architect. You may be numerically correct with all the controls and everything, but just council doesn't like what you do, and so they find excuses to reject it. I mean, this is off, you know, that's conversations with the head planners. And so they've gone to other architects and they've come to us. And then because of our ability to understand how councils work, understand what the clients, understand what the job, the site requires. Getting a good understanding of what the problem is, coming up with a solution the client is happy and council is happy, and you can get an approval straight away. You know, I think that's important. But how do you put that in? You know, that's how everybody does that. No, they don't. Not everybody has, because it's a process where you work in as a team. You work with the council, you work with your client. Everybody needs to be a bit flexible, but having a very strong understanding of what the outcome needs to be, like what the building shape form is expected. Yeah.
Right. That's really good. What?
Troubleshooter.
One of our client comes to us, they've had other architects, and they've asked them to do certain things, their brief, and they can't deliver. So they always end up getting us. They may be bigger, they may be better. I mean, this has happened to us many, many times. They've even won competition of the we were in a competition. And this 300 firm practice got the job, but because they promised too much but weren't able to deliver. And I think that's an important thing, to be able to deliver what you promise, you know, be able to achieve what is achievable or realistic and what the client wants. Sometimes the client may want something that's unrealistic, you know.
Okay, so then, you know, for the sake of this exercise, you could say, what's the category? We are the tough projects.
Troubleshooters.
Troubleshooters.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Well, it is really, isn't it? And our superpower is the ability to get approval for difficult projects. That's our superpower. Our secret weapon. Our secret weapon could be something like our knowledge of
how the council or
the authority having jurisdiction.
Well, something like, look, our knowledge of our knowledge of the right people and their right approach to take with the council.
Yeah, and the client.
And clients. Yeah. And laws. And the laws. Yeah. Well, that's a given. So something like books, something like that could be your secret weapon, as your black book of right people and knowing the approach. Our secret recipe is our... what method do you have that enables this
ability to know what to put in the what is required in that recipe? Like to work out what are the key constraints or the issues or the problems that are the key thing, you know, to work that out. What is holding the project back? What is the thing that not everyone is able to see that, you know, so ciphering or
The pathway.
Oh, what about something that everybody would understand, roadblock.
Got it. Go on,
develop the pathway which will provide you a successful
outcome,
something like
develop, that. Did you hear that?
Okay. I got to get going to another meeting. So thank you very much.
Okay. Cheers, Matthew.
Yep. Roadblock identification. Develop. Well, what's it? Develop the
develop the
pathway.
Successful pathway. I'm now lost it for.
Successful pathway. Develop roadblock.
To navigate.
Pathway to navigate.
The roadblocks.
Yeah, navigate the roadblocks to successful solution.
Yeah, develop successful pathway to navigate.
So successful
solution. Yeah. Develop successful pathway to navigate the roadblocks. That sounds good. And strategy, pathway and strategy. Pathway and strategy. To navigate the roadblocks, yep.
Most impressive results is getting designed and approved well. As far, what I'll be famous for? Tough projects.
Yeah. Projects, I mean, a project that people enjoy and love to live in for the end users and for the developer, value for their money, you know, because that we're able to, but I don't want to be remembered as value for money, but
no.
The developer, yeah, that's the developer wishes what he wants to get value for his money in using us, but the what we want is something beautiful, not just beautiful, but really an enjoyable home to live in or spaces.
Depends whether it's a home or not.
Yeah, if it's a home.
Well, yeah, you want that, but I mean, to keep in mind what the category is, if you want to be known as the go-to guys, if you've got a tough project and you're struggling to get it approved and all that, then you know you've got to go and see Elizabeta and Joseph, because they have an uncanny knack for being able to get stuff done that other people can't.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Getting approval when others fail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the only thing, but for the sake of this exercise, I think if you just focus on the troubleshooter thing.
Yeah.
Which sounds, I remember you telling me this years ago that you were good at, you had developers who would come to you because you were good at fixing problems and solving things that other people couldn't.
Yeah.
And that's certainly one really good angle. And, you know, you don't want to jump all over the place. You stick with one angle at a time. And for the sake of this exercise, stick with the troubleshooter angle for developers, you know, for developers.
Mm.
So want to be famous for project troubleshooters for developers. Because you can charge a premium if you can get them stuff that other people can't get them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if they've been to other people and they come to you and after those golden words of, like, I've been with a few other architects, but, you know, they couldn't get me through. And I hear that you guys are the ones who, you know, if you're in a bind and you can't get something through, I hear you guys are the ones to come to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that immediately means premium fee.
Gee, I never thought of it like that.
Well, they've got no other option, do they?
No.
Well, well, they've got a lot of money on the line, right? They've got a lot of money on the line, and really, it's almost they're at the stage where they've got to pay whatever you ask.
Especially if they've got holding costs and they're not getting anything approved, and they've already tried other architects, and it's not happening. It means the time, if they're not getting something there, they've paid for this land and it's just sitting there and it's costing that's them right. holding costs and everything.
Well, that's right. And the cost of your fees, even though they're more expensive than anyone else, is a good deal, because the other option is they don't make any money.
Yeah.
So your fees are still small, even though they're double what any other architect would charge. But but it's a great deal, because you can get things done that other people can't get done. So there's no one offering a price for something they can't do.
Yeah, you can't put a price to that, can you?
No, because it could be millions for them. They're missing, you know, the architect, the developer is missing out on millions because they can't get something through. So what's that worth to them? You know, it's worth more than $150 an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Can I take a snapshot of that? What you just
if Robert, you're still there, if you have any questions, feel free to chirp in. Good exercise, this.
Mm. So my ideal client, how would you call it? My ideal client would be developers.
I'd say developers who are stuck.
Yeah.
Developers, okay, I'd put it this way. Developers who have a roadblock, but big upside if someone can get them past it.
Yeah.
Because that's a high value result for a developer. And that's a premium price.
Yeah.
You're doing something, you know, you're doing something other people can't do. I mean, it doesn't mean you'll be able to fix everybody's problems, but if everybody who had a big problem and a big upside came to you, you might be able to solve some of the people's problems at a high fee.
Yeah.
That's not $150 an hour stuff. That might be $1,000 an hour stuff. You know, or it might be a fixed fee. Yep. If we, you know, if we can get you through this, would it be worth 30 grand to you to be able to get past this obstacle with the council?
Or you could say the fixed fee is like the bonus. If we get you what you want,
yeah,
you get what you want, which is the project. But we get a
30 grand bonus for getting approved.
Yeah, some sort of a bonus an incentive.
Yeah.
Bonus or incentive.
But your pass $150 an hour and $30,000 if we get it once we get it approved or something like that.
Yeah, a fixed fee and a sort of a small amount, and should we get the expectation or whatever, then it's the bonus on top.
Correct, because it's worth millions to them. It's worth millions to them.
Yeah.
It's worth millions to them. And you, they can go, oh, I don't want to pay 30 grand bonus fee. And you go, well, at the moment, you've got a bit of land there that should be worth $10 million to you, but it's only worth five because you can only get units on it and you want to get more on. So you want to increase the value of your overall project to being something you can sell from 5 million to 10 million. You're talking about, I'm helping you get, you know, you want me to help you get you an extra $5 million in revenue from the sale of these units here. You know, that's 100 grand bonus fee for getting it through.
Yeah. The other thing, Richard, we had recently, a project was purchased from one client to another because of the COVID-19, and the client was trying to change the design because he perceived to be the right design for that area. And myself and Joseph did our own research into, you know, looking at real estate, what's available, what things are selling for, what kind of design is out there, who are our competitors. And we were very confident that high-end boutique type of design was the best and the most appropriate way, even though there were bigger apartments, bigger balconies, nice apartments with all day sun, morning. Most of them had 180 degrees sun, right? And we said, no, you've got it wrong. You don't put in one bedders and two bedders and cram them in and make them small block of apartments. You're not designing for a city, in a city apartment. You're designing for a different suburb.
What we made him do is not maximize, but optimize.
Yeah.
He ended up actually making it work and making a lot more money.
Yeah, at the end, like Joseph said, it's not maximum, it's optimum for the right type of design for that area. And then we went and spoke to other real estate agents, and they agreed that this, what we were proposing, would be the best thing in the market there, because there's nothing else available, and people in that area had certain amount of budgets, which was 1 million to 1.5 million. There were people who can't afford a big home, but they can afford a big apartment, and because of its location. So what I'm trying to say is, this is the sort of thing that we can, we have that ability to, not just what the client tells us, but to do it. We do our own research and truly understand the market and who can be the best, who you know, what to put on there. So it's not just design. Yeah, it is part of the design.
Well, you return on design. You help. You deliver the return on design. So you help them optimize their return on investment for their project.
Optimize the return. See, the return. Optimize return the return.
R&D.
Yeah.
And I call that return on. I call it return on design because it's kind of
twisted. Yeah. Return on investment. Return on design. Okay.
Right, because most architects have no idea about return on design. They have an idea of designing nice stuff to brief, but not to profit. They design to the brief, they don't design to profit. And developers they either think they know what they're talking about, or they want someone to add value to that. You know, if you can bring ideas that are going to help me make more money, then I want you rather than just the other designer who just the cheap designer. Yeah, I can either go with the cheap designer who will just do what I tell them.
Yeah.
Or I can go with the return on design designer who will understand how to and bring me ideas for making more money. I'll go with her. She's more expensive, but what do I care?
Yeah. At the end,
if you can add an extra $2 million to my profit at the end of the project, so what do I care if I pay her an extra 50 grand?
Well, that's what we'd like to convince them to share some of that love.
Right. Now, that would be a different one, and that would be a different niche. So this is a niche for, this is a niche for developers who have roadblocks, expensive roadblocks, right? That's a better way of saying it, who have expensive roadblocks, right? The other niche is for developers who want to maximize their development and are prepared to take advice from an architect who knows what they're talking about. So different niche. Return on investment. Okay, and you would fill this out differently, right?
Okay,
I'm going to go because I've got another webinar right now. So,
okay,
thanks, guys. See you, Rob. See you, Robert. See you, Joseph.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.